Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. New York City Correction Commissioner Louis Molina has been ordered by a federal judge to appear at a hearing on conditions at Rikers. Today's session was scheduled after the U.S. attorney in Manhattan said conditions were so dire that a federal monitor might be necessary. 16 inmates died at Rikers last year, 3 so far this year. Mayor Eric Adams has publicly asked the feds to give his administration a chance. In a statement, Adams said he and Molina were laying the groundwork for long-term change. New York and New Jersey are leading the nation in a grim statistic. Scott Richmond is the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League's New York, New Jersey office.
New York has more anti-Semitic incidents than any other state by far, and New Jersey is number two. Our number for New Jersey this year is a record, 370 incidents. Add to that 416 incidents in New York.
Richmond says nationwide, there was a 34% increase in these incidents. That was last year compared to 2020, and the number of incidents of assault, harassment, and vandalism. Much of the surge, he says, coincides with an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. If you rent in Manhattan and you recently got a renewal for your market rate apartment, we feel your pain when those numbers came in.
Higher rents and about half as many apartments available for rental. That's the finding of the real estate search engine Street Easy. The median Manhattan rent during the first 3 months of this year rose more than $1,000 from the pandemic discounts a year earlier, coming in now at $3,800. That's a 36% increase. Rents went up by smaller percentages in Brooklyn and Queens. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
With subway crime up 65% this year compared to the same period last year, 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman checked in with the head of the MTA today.
Despite the numbers, Jana Lieber says it will take time for crime underground to turn around.
I am actually very optimistic that the numbers are going to start to be adjusted. But I don't want to mislead people. This is not an overnight process.
He says he also wants to address fare evasion, which is up nearly 10%. But to avoid the past enforcement pitfalls, he's appointing a panel made up of experts, civil rights leaders, and even the school's chancellor on how to deal with it.
How are we going to do enforcement in a way that doesn't target any community or any neighborhood, but also reaches the people who are real criminals who are trying to get into our system?
He says the MTA is on track to lose $500 million this year to fare beating, which will hinder efforts to provide transit equity, among other things. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
Nassau County Police say five officers were injured when a stolen car hit their patrol vehicles. It happened Sunday. According to police, three teenagers from New Jersey were in that stolen car and hit the police vehicles while trying to avoid arrest. They've been charged with second-degree assault, grand larceny, and other charges. Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder accused the suspects of being hired guns for gangs and committing crimes on Long Island. As masks come down and people begin traveling and trying to resume a new normal, Dr. Anthony Fauci checked in with Newsline with Bridget Quinn today, and Bridget asked him about how we should be navigating COVID going forward.
We don't want us to be always frightened, but on the other hand, we have to be realistic. It is conceivable that we will have another variant that would elude protection. The reason I say that is that it has happened before.
The White House, meanwhile, is stepping up outreach to doctors as it expands the availability of the antiviral Paxlovid. The treatment by Pfizer was first approved in December, and that's when supply was initially limited.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.